Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Shmos, we hear about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we all know the story. When Moshe was born, his mother put him in a basket, and that basket was eventually found by none other than Batya, the daughter of Paro herself. And the Torah says, Vatiftach vatir'ehu es hayeled, Batya opened the basket, and she saw the child, Vihine na'ar boche, and behold, there was a na'ar crying, a young man. Vatachmol alav, and Batya had compassion on this baby. Vatomer miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh, and she said, this is one of the children of the Ivrim of the Jews. And we must ask a number of questions on this pasuk. First of all, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, points out that the baby was only 3 months old, and he's called a yeled. When she opened the basket, Vatiftach vatireyu es ha-yeled. However, the Torah says that Batya saw, Vihine na'ar boche. A na'ar is a young man. So why did Hashem make that miracle happen? It's a young man crying, or is it a baby? In addition, why does Batya say that this baby was miyaldei ha'ivrim in the plural? Why didn't she just say yeled ivrize in the singular? This is a Jewish child. A beautiful explanation is given in the Sefer Meir Eine Yesharim. It's a Sefer written by Rav Meir Schwartzman, who died in 1969. Rav Schwartzman was the chief rabbi of Winnipeg in Canada. He wrote many Sfarim, including Meir Eine Yesharim on the Chumash. This idea is found in that Sefer on our Parsha. Excuse me. And he says the following beautiful idea in the name of Rav Tzvi Yechezkel Michelson, who was murdered in Treblinka in 1942. Rav Michelson was a great Talmud Chacham, a prolific author, and he was known as the Plansker Rebbe, the Rav of Plansk. It's about 70 kilometers northwest of Warsaw. And Rav Schwartzman quotes the Plansker Rebbe explaining what Batya said when she opened Moshe's basket in the following beautiful way. There is a story about Maria Theresa, the Empress of Bohemia in the 18th century. She was cruel to the Jewish people in that area, which included the city of Prague. And Rav Zalman Karov was one of the Talmidei Chachamim and leaders of the Jewish community of Prague, and he was known for being a skilled orator. So the Jewish community sent Rav Karov to speak with the Empress Teresa and to beg her to show mercy on the Jewish community. The Empress was used to people speaking with her with etiquette, with protocol. However, when Rav Zalman Karov arrived in Teresa's palace, he spoke very loudly, very strongly, and Teresa was taken aback. And finally she said to him, why are you speaking in such a loud voice, such a strong voice? Couldn't the Jewish community find someone who could speak more calmly, with more composure? And Rav Karov responded to her and said, Your Highness, the reason I am speaking more strongly than you are used to is because it is not I alone standing here before you. Rather, all of my brothers and all of my sisters who are in your nation, who are under your care, all of them are standing together with me, begging you to save us. They are standing with me and speaking with me. If I were alone, I would speak quietly. I would speak pleasantly, as one person usually does. But I am not alone. All of my people are standing and speaking with me. And the Plansker Rebbe says that this is exactly what is happening in our pasuk. Excuse me again. When Batya opened the basket, she indeed saw a yeled. But she heard a na'ar crying, an older man, and she understood that those cries were not just coming from the three-month-old baby in front of her. This baby was crying like a na'ar, and he was representing the millions of people being oppressed by her father. This was not a baby crying alone. This baby was miyaldei ha'ivrim. He came from the masses of people suffering. And the pasuk continues, vatachmol alav. Batya had compassion on the baby, but not just the baby. By saving this baby, she quite literally saved the millions of people that this baby cried for. And so it is with every Jewish leader, with every Jewish person who cries and who has cried for the Jewish people throughout the ages. We are all one people, one nation, one body. And when one of us is in trouble, we're all in trouble. When one of us is in need, we all rally together. Because when one of us cries, we all cry. Have an amazing day, everyone.